straight up broke our stuff.
Hello?
How did you break it?
Hello?
No, that sounds awful.
Hello?
That sounds better. I think it's the one you have to talk past.
Do I have to talk like this?
Only if you want to look like a total dork.
The only person looking is you. Do I need to talk like this?
No. Okay, so try doing it in front of it.
Like this? Like what? This? Like this?
Yeah.
Like this.
Let me see it.
Is that better?
No.
Is that better?
No.
You gotta talk past it. You gotta talk past it.
Nice.
Right here, you gotta talk past it.
Okay.
But don't pop your peas like that.
Super cool. I'm gonna have to hold the mic the whole show.
Well, if you wouldn't have broken it.
I broke it.
Do you wanna try mic three? Do you wanna try mic three?
Okay.
Okay, check, check.
This is fun.
Okay, check, check. That's mic four, isn't it? That's mic three. No, this is one.
Hello. Oh, this is a
yeah,
nice one.
There you go, baby.
Okay, we'll use this one.
Okay.
Let me fix... What do I...
Oops. She broke it.
I broke it, Ken!
She totally broke it. Good thing marathon's coming up.
Who knew I was so strong?
I think our stuff is just really crappy.
I think I'm just really strong. Hi, everyone!
Speaking of broken things, marathon is 2 weeks away. No, 1 week away.
The clock is gone.
Hey, the clock's gone.
Hi, everyone. It's 6:27. 04 p.m. Time for Shut Up, Weirdo. I'm Franny. Is that good? Franny.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. You're who?
Michelle. Hey, you know what?
How you feeling, Michelle?
I don't feel good. There's a 80% chance I'm going to throw up.
You a trooper. You a trooper, Michelle.
I've had a headache since 7 o'clock this morning. Literally a horrible one. Ken made me take a nap at work today.
You get paid to sleep?
Yeah, I guess I did get paid to sleep.
Must be nice.
Yeah, must be nice to work till 11:30 every night.
In your dream job.
Yeah, true. Good point.
Oh, man, I broke a mic.
Yeah, you did. Good thing the marathon's coming up.
I feel bad.
You should feel bad.
I didn't mean to.
You know what we need?
A new mic?
No, volunteers to come and cook during the marathon.
You don't have any?
No. So if you can offer your services and bring lunch, breakfast, or dinner any night starting March 4th, please get in touch with volunteer coordinator Scott at scott@wfmu.org. I want people to cook. And bring us food.
Yeah, because after we get a little drunk on our show, we're gonna need some.
I'm gonna
carb.
Need. I like BFD.
What's that?
Breakfast all day.
Oh, breakfast for dinner. Thank you.
Is it broken? What are you doing in here,
Ken? I broke
Jesus.
The microphone.
Ken, that's too loud.
No.
Ken, I broke that other one. Sorry.
That's so loud that it's picking up the sound from screaming females downstairs.
That's cool. We have background
music. You
hear
it, right?
What did he do? Turned me up?
He turned you up all the way.
Ken, oh. Yeah, I broke it.
Bursts
anyway,
in here.
You guys can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. Yeah, I broke it. Tonight's topic is what sea creature are you? We were going to do what fish are you, but then I wanted to say octopus, and apparently an octopus is not a fish. So my answer is octopus. Michelle?
Piranha.
Ken?
Moray eel.
What's that? The weird ones?
No.
Probably.
An eel.
She totally broke it, didn't she?
Yeah, I broke it. No. Sorry, no. Ken. I'm just really strong. 201-209-9368. Call us.
He, like, burst in here.
I know, and now he's, like...
Isn't there a rule where you're, like, not supposed to touch the board when someone else is on it?
Nope.
What did he touch? Oh, my God!
Your mic level. Will you close that door? It's freezing.
This is a disaster!
201-209-9368. There's two dogs in here, one station manager, two...
Oh my god, she's just licking my leg. Lola, I'm trying to be on the radio.
So professional.
What is happening?
Two dogs.
She's biting me. Call us, 201-209-9368. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo, and it's a mess.
This is WFMU.
Oh boy, this is embarrassing.
I know.
He's not going to give up until he fixes it. Are we ready?
Ready.
Full bore, baby.
Really?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Uh-oh.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Joe. If I was a sea creature, what would be?
Nope. Tentacles.
He said testicles.
It's tentacles.
I hung up on him because he made me nervous. Hi, you're on the radio. Hello? What's wrong with everyone? Are we in mono?
Yes.
Hmm. Hey.
What the hell? Are we on like a major delay?
Ken, are you messing with us?
How you doing?
Can you hear us?
Hi, girls.
Can you hear me? Ken, what did you do? Rooster, can you hear me?
Oh, mic three.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
It was my fault.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm glad you knew it was me.
Hi, Rooster.
Hi.
What's up? What sea creature?
What sea creature?
Not disturbing at all.
Well, you're asking for it tonight. You'll have a lot of fun. I would have to say a dolphin, because a dolphin has lungs. I sure wish I had lungs.
Oh, my God, Rooster, that's kind of
sad. That's so sad, Rooster.
Well, it is, yeah.
Aww.
That breaks my heart. Anymore.
What's wrong with him?
What's wrong with you?
I broke it again.
Nothing's wrong with you, Rooster.
No, yeah, Rooster,
you're
perfect. Ken's in here trying to fix something if you hear a racket. He chose right now to come into the studio and fix a microphone.
He's granted, incredibly disruptive.
Granted, I broke it, but I don't think now's the time, you know?
That's okay. How long? It shouldn't take him that long.
Yeah, he's been here for like 20 minutes already.
Really? Oh, boy.
Yeah, he even put headphones on so he could listen to the show while he's trying to fix the mic.
Do you want to join us?
All right, Rooster, have a good one.
Thanks, have a good one.
Ooh, listen to this.
Ooh, yeah, put it up close. Ooh, sexy. How are we going to do our show with this guy in here?
I don't know, man, get out.
You're making us nervous.
So much nuance with all these.
Jesus, Ken.
You're a goddamn mess.
Bye! Ken leaving now!
Take your Olive. Dogs with you!
Yeah, take the stinky
Olive.
One!
Olive!
Now the dog won't leave! Bye, Olive!
One station manager and four bitches in here!
Jeez, he slammed the door!
Who the hell does that guy think he is?
You should tell him what's up!
I have, don't worry. Mm. Every day.
That was
something else.
He loved it.
Yeah, I know.
201-209-9368. Call us. Tonight's topic is, what sea creature are you? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo. Now that Ken and all his animals left, we can actually have a show.
Ken is an animal.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. My animal is a manatee. Do you know what they look like?
Yeah, yes. Like a cow.
Yes.
Sea cow.
Sea cows. They live around, in the Gulf of Mexico, off of Florida, and they're the state animal of Florida. And I give money to the Save the Manatee Club, and I can give you their number, but the basic thing is, I called them today and I said, it should not only be the state animal, it should be the state role model.
I'm sure they love really getting that phone call.
They're herbivores.
Could you imagine?
No,
as much as we love getting this one.
If you work there and someone called you up to tell you, not only should the manatee be the state animal.
Yes. I mean, look at what's going on in Florida.
I'm sure the woman who answered the phone was thrilled.
The manatees, you know, they have no prey. No one attacks them. They get hit accidentally.
They get hit by boats all the time.
Boats.
All right, know-it-all. Thanks for calling.
And it's like Florida needs to mellow out.
We're uptight here. We don't think so. Bye.
I don't think so.
Damn, she said bye.
I'm just...
Oh, humanity.
Oh, my God.
Why would you do that? You're a grown man.
Did you call in just to make that awful pun?
You know you did.
And
no. I'm sorry. I hung up. That was too much, Michelle.
Say it.
You want me to say the pun?
Uh-huh.
Oh, the humanity.
so embarrassing.
That's our t-shirt this year. It's a big fat manatee.
No, it's not.
And it says, oh, the humanity.
It doesn't. Our t-shirt's cool as hell.
Oh.
Stop. Please.
201-209-9368. What sea creature are you?
I do want to say one thing about our premium. I know we haven't put an image out there yet.
We're still working on it.
But trust me when I say it's going to be amazing.
Don't say that, because what if it's not?
I will say it because I want people to pledge and pick our premium.
Yeah, but then what if it sucks?
It's not going to suck.
Okay.
It has an animal on it. That's the only hint you're getting.
And it's funny.
It's an inside joke, so for all you shut up weirdos, you're going to get it.
Feels like the whole building shaking.
I know, that's because he turned the mic up all the way, and now it's picking up this screaming female's sound check.
But it's because this mic stinks.
Listen, look. Oh, you can still hear it.
Yeah, it's the whole building.
Damn.
They're really screaming.
They're sold out 3 nights in a row, Monty Hall.
That's cool.
Very cool. 201-209-9368. Tonight on Shut Up Weirdo, we want to know what your favorite sea animal is. Ooh, I hope Lula calls. It's a kid-friendly topic.
All of our topics are. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, friend. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Are you sick, Hi. Ted? You sound congested or angry.
Maybe he's both.
No, I have a little bit of a sore throat, but
can tell.
No big deal.
NBD.
I guess I'd be a dolphin.
A what?
A what?
A dolphin.
Dolphin?
We already got that one.
What is it that dolphins do? They, like, masturbate all the time or something?
No, like...
They rape each other.
Oh, that's it. That's it. That's
or
it.
They rape humans or something.
Something.
Dolphins are like the...
Just turned not kid-friendly.
Why a dolphin? God, that's so boring.
Because they're like the dog of the sea.
Aren't they the human of the sea? They, like, have full-on conversations with each other?
They're super smart.
Well, yeah, they're smart and everything, but, you know, they're just, like, they're
the last animal I'd want to hang out with in the ocean is a dolphin. They don't seem, like, fun at all.
What do you mean? They jump out and in the water
like,
for fun.
I don't think a dolphin would be very witty or, like, sarcastic.
No, they're, like, basic bitches.
Yeah, I don't want to hang out with a basic bitch.
I hear you.
Well, yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah. We just like ruined his night.
Sorry, Ted.
No, I'm on there with that. I have a backup with you.
Okay, yeah. What's the backup?
A remora.
What's that?
Is that an eel? No, it's like manta ray.
No, that's the little fish that but the small fish that sucks onto the shark.
Oh, I love those
symbiotic relationship.
Yeah,
I am.
Like, you know, like. Arms off of all the, you know,
I've been
the shark
smoking
deck.
A lot of the pot.
Really?
Oh, every night. And all I watch is Blue Planet.
I can't smoke the pot anymore.
Why?
Two reasons. One, I have to tell you off mic.
Okay.
But I can tell you right now.
What?
When I'm really, really high.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, me either.
And I also just get really hungry and paranoid. And I just say, when I smoke weed, I think... I wish I would have just taken a Xanax instead of this.
No, Andy has something. It's, like, incredible. I don't know what it is. It's incredible.
Can you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't when I'm stoned.
It's so nice. I've been smoking every night watching Blue Planet, and now I'm obsessed with sea creatures.
That sounds fun.
Can I have some?
You smoke pot, Ted?
No. Well, I mean,
what?
Yes.
Then why'd
no.
you just ask for some? So confused.
Kidding. Anyway.
I don't want to drive all the way up there.
All right, have a good one.
See you at the marathon.
Yeah, bye. See you soon.
Don't forget those ribs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have pizza and ribs one night. I don't know. We have a different night.
All right, bye.
Bye. 201-209-9368. What sea creature are you? What's a tardigrade?
A what?
Is that not a sea creature?
Don't call me that.
And I fell for it.
Is this another smell-ma-poo?
Schmel. Water-dwelling, eight-legged, segmented micro-animals.
A micro-animal? Ew.
It looks like a cockroach.
It looks like a lice or a tick.
They call it a water bear.
I don't like it.
They're only 1.5 millimeters. Jeff Moore just wrote on the comments board, ooh, delicious ribs. They're so good.
They are so good.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies, how you doing? Listen, I called early. I meant to say tentacles. Listen, please don't hang up. I'm not going to say anything bad or nothing.
Okay.
But if you were an octopus, think how much you could get done in one day, though.
And they're super smart, too.
Yeah, you could drink all day. You could work all day.
Drink all day.
And you could pretty much pleasure yourself all day.
Ew.
You have all those eight arms going on at one time.
It would be
great.
You don't need eight arms to pleasure yourself.
Well, you know, I only need one little finger. But anyway, that's besides the point. But anyway, it'd be a great thing to do.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, pal.
I was watching on my Blue Planet that an octopus was going to get eaten by a shark, but then she covered herself with shells.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so stupid, he didn't even know what was happening.
Well, they can't see very good, right?
Sharks?
Well,
oh, because they only have peripheral?
A crab out of a bottle easily, so they're pretty smart.
Octopus are very smart. Octopi? Octopi.
I don't know. Is it octopuses?
It's definitely not octopuses.
Octopussies.
I think it's octopi.
No, that was a James Bond movie, Octopussy.
It's octopi.
But now we're going off to a whole different subject.
We can do whatever we want.
I think plurals is a very good show topic.
Yeah. It's freeform.
Well, you know what? Your girls are great. I love listening to you. I just call because I love talking to you. Keep on the good work. Love yous.
Thanks, bud.
Have a good one, buddy.
You too. Bye.
I love this.
I'm still eating a lot of eggs, are you?
Oh, my God. I'm eating a lot of eggs, but I'm eating a lot of salmon.
Oh, I'm eating a lot of salmon.
Is that good or bad?
Tuna's one that you're not supposed to eat a ton of.
Which one
has
the mercury?
I'm eating a lot. Tuna's more. I'm eating a lot of salmon.
But you have to
make sure it's farmed responsibly.
Why? What does that mean?
We're, like, over-farming our oceans.
Oh. Well, I stopped doing my meal delivery, and now I just go to the grocery store like a normal person.
Good, good.
Who knew?
Everybody.
I mean, who knew that, like, I wouldn't hate it? I love it, and I'm saving money.
The meat market men are awesome. They're always so nice. At my food town, the guys behind the fish counter and the guys behind
What's a food town?
It's my grocery store.
I don't have one of those. I have an Associated near me, but it's whack. So I go to the Whole Foods. Yeah, it's ghetto.
I go to the Whole Foods
by my office.
I'm not a fan of the Whole. And then you get...
I just hop on the bus home.
Oh, after work, I see. Food Town, they have these green sweatshirts. They're killer. And they say
Food Town.
Anyway, the guys behind the meat
There's
counter.
Another killer sweatshirt I've seen this week, Michelle. Well,
there is.
The WFMU one.
So awesome.
How much money is that one?
$1 a day.
Yes. I'm getting it.
Navy blue with a little turntable. You know, it's the first crew neck sweatshirt we've done in 16 years.
It's a good one.
It's on trend. The youngs and the olds will like it.
The swaggies are good this year.
The swag is really good this year.
I guess I'll answer a call then.
Yes, please.
Hi, you're on the radio.
How's it going, girls? How's the motion of your oceans?
Rocking.
We're flowing well over
Rolling
here.
Rolling along.
All right, I'll make it quick. I don't know what they're called, but I'd be the dude with the lamp on his head because I live in a world of darkness and I make my own light.
Hold on a second.
That's a lot.
What animal has a lamp on his head?
It's like a dude. Weird one fish really with deep. Like a thing.
And it's like dark.
Yeah.
And he needs to
Are they
have
fat?
A on his head.
Are they like kind of round?
No, they look like aliens a little, right? Don't they look they like Jar? They look like Jar Jar Binks. That one.
It's an angler fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, those dudes.
Oh, he's cool. Oh wait, them teeth though, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Vicious.
Oh my god.
Let me see. Yeah, that's awesome.
That is cool.
That's a good choice. What's your name?
Trip from Winners. I'll post in the
What I'm sorry, what's your name? Drip?
Trip. T-R-I-P.
Oh, Trip.
Like the alias.
Trip.
All right, you're Trip. On the list, Trip. Listen at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt.
Oh, sweet.
Can you see if this pen's working, and if it's not, can you throw it away?
Yes. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Anglerfish. How cool would it have been to, like, be the guy who first discovered that fish?
Jacques Cousteau?
Do you think it was Jacques Cousteau?
No. I think that guy gets more props than he deserves.
What did he discover? It, like... It works-ish.
It doesn't work.
I'm making dots with it, so that means it works, right?
201-209-9368. You know there's a whole part of the ocean no one's ever even seen.
Let's go!
No, you can't. You'll die.
Why?
I don't think that you could handle being an ocean explorer, no offense.
Why is that?
Because it's really, really difficult and scary to get to the bottom of the ocean. There's parts of this world no one's ever even seen.
Girl,
you don't have, like, an explorer kind of attitude.
Girl, you think I would ever want to go down to the bottom of the ocean? You crazy.
I know.
I'm cool with snorkeling. That's as far as I go.
I don't even like snorkeling.
Wait, why?
One time I went snorkeling with my ex-boyfriend, Kenny, and my best friend's daughter, who was probably, like, 12 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in Puerto Rico, and we were in Culebra, and we were, like, snorkeling, and I saw a stingray. And I flipped out.
But they don't hurt you.
I know. And I screamed, and I swam back to
you?
Shore.
You?
I swam back to shore, and I left my friend's daughter in the ocean all by herself.
What? But you're not scared of stuff.
Yeah, I am. I flipped.
You're scared of underwater animals?
I flipped out, literally screaming.
That's so weird,
But
Michelle.
I love to swim, but I don't want to know what's in there. I was so scared.
Why? But they're nice. Aren't those animals nice?
Yes, they are. And I know that intellectually.
But you were still terrified.
I left my friend's daughter in the middle of the ocean alone.
Wasn't she with Kenny?
He's good for nothing.
Yeah, most men are. Oh, my God. I remember one time we went snorkeling in the Keys and we all did acid. And we were, like, one of us got sick and then all of us started getting sick. Like,
in the water, puking?
Yeah. And then some guy was like, some guy that was on the same tour as us was like, oh, there's a shark underneath you. And we were like, what? And we looked down, and the thing was maybe like 3 feet long. But when we looked down, we saw, like,
I would have been terrified.
Jaws.
I would have been terrified.
And we all just started laughing.
Really? I don't think it would have been
I
funny.
I love swimming on drugs.
I do like swimming on Vicodin.
All drugs.
Not
swimming
all.
On all drugs.
I bet swimming on cocaine is
not
fun.
No, that sounds awful.
No, that sounds terrible. Ugh,
yucky,
gross.
Yucky poopy.
Worst drug ever.
201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a good animal for you to dig. The dolphin. I met Dr. Timothy Leary once, and he's friends with John Lilly, who swims with dolphins, I guess, in Florida.
You met Timothy Leary?
No, I shook his hand once. This is Wild Bill.
Oh, what's up, Wild Bill?
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I haven't seen my brother's shirt that he got that my sister awarded to him.
Well, we sent it.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. No, I know that you sent it, but I don't see my brother that much.
Maybe you should hang out with your family more.
Hmm.
Yeah, I guess you're
right. Stop stealing shirts from each other.
So, I don't know. What are we going to do now about this? I'd like to swim with the dolphins, but this dude, John Lilly, he's dead now. So is Dr. Leary.
Well, I'm pretty sure that there's other people you can swim with dolphins with.
Have you ever seen the picture of Andy Breckman holding and hugging a dolphin?
No, is it amazing?
Amazing.
Where is that photo?
You'll see it because you know how 7 Second Delay for their premium this year is doing stickers for beer labels.
Yeah.
One of them is a Vandy hugging the dolphin. It's incredible.
See what I'm missing by not having a satellite dish or cable?
Yep. You're missing it all, buddy.
Yeah, but I gave up drinking, so.
Well, you have
that. I guess I got to get my ass to an AA meeting tonight, darn it.
All right,
hey,
Greg, well.
Have one for me, then.
It works if you work it.
Oh, don't give me that.
All right, Wild Bill, take it easy.
Have a good one.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. I love
this. What do you love, the way it feels on the paper towel? Very nice.
Thank you.
201-209-9368. We'd like to know what kind of sea animal you would be here on Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Oops. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I'd be a blobfish.
Which one's that?
What the hell is that?
They're the ones they have they look like they have this huge nose. They look really...
Ew!
Let me see it.
They have a really good personality, though.
Oh, I love him. He looks like an eraser.
Ew!
There's a bunch of memes where they're comparing his face to Trump's.
Oh.
Because he has that, like, mouth that, like, frowns.
This is a Trump-free zone.
Oh, my God. There's pillows of blobfish.
How can that be a fish? Is it really a fish?
Yeah.
I like him. What's your name, buddy?
Chris.
You're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
All right.
Have a good one.
Blobfish. What?
I'm making a blobfish face.
Ugh. It's nasty.
He's cute.
He's almost cute, but I don't believe he's a fish.
Yeah. What do you mean? It's not a lie.
How
does
it
swim? He's a deep sea fish.
Huh.
It inhabits the deep waters off the coast of mainland Australia and Tasmania.
Ooh.
They live at depths between 600 and 1,200 meters.
You got to get closer to that mic, bud.
They live at depths between 600 and 1,200 meters.
Meters.
The flesh of the blobfish is primarily a gelatinous mass.
See, that's disgusting.
With a density slightly less than water. This allows the fish to float above the seafloor without expending energy on swimming. Its relative lack of muscle is not a disadvantage as it primarily swallows edible matter. What the hell is that? That floats in front of it, such as deep ocean crustaceans.
A fish is lazy as hell. Lazy as hell.
Wow. Oh, wait, no. They're saying that the reason it looks like that is because when you bring a deep sea animal to the surface, it, like, loses its shape.
Because the pressure down there is different.
Yeah, so when they're down there, they look like this.
No!
That's what they're saying.
That's cool.
It's due to the decompression damage done to specimens when they are brought to the surface.
That's so sad. That's so sad.
Imagine if, like, someone took you somewhere and then you looked like that.
I'd be pissed.
It's like what I look like on a Saturday morning.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, yes. I would be a giant squid.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Like a really, 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 really big one?
Like the giant squid.
Yeah, like
I
want to
look at
like,
one.
I don't think people really even see them that
No,
often.
They don't.
They wash up on beaches and stuff.
Yeah. They are of mythic proportion.
Yeah, I know. Right on.
That's a good one. That's a good answer.
All right. All right. Thank you for your time.
Have a good one.
What? This isn't real.
I know. It seems like it's not real. There's a whole book I read
about
them.
Okay, but this isn't real. Right?
I want it to be real.
Yeah, but that's not real.
It might be real. Can you believe that something that big?
No, that's not real.
That's not real. Look at that tail. That one's not real. The other one was real. 201-209-9368. Holy crow.
I like it when you say that.
Call us. Tonight's topic is, what sea creature are you? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hey. I was really surprised I got on. How's it going?
Pretty good.
I'm sorry if I sound a little out of it. I'm calling from Austin, Texas, and I have the flu, and I'm rolling on NyQuil right now. But I wanted to call in and tell you the best fish in the world is the cuttlefish.
What's that?
The cuttlefish, it can change colors due to its emotions, or
it's like a mood ring.
You can eat them, right?
Yeah.
Ew, they're ugly though.
Let me see.
Well, yeah, they're ugly. Yeah, they're ugly, but they're just cool because they're probably the only thing.
Well, they're kind of cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I like it. That's a good answer.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So like and I think the fact they're called the cuttlefish, even though it's not like cuttle.
Isn't it also called a tile fish?
It's TTLE.
Is it also called a tile fish?
Yeah, you may be right on that. I'm not sure. No. Like I said, I'm kind of rolling with NyQuil right now.
Sea creatures are so weird.
All right, dude, have fun on your NyQuil adventure. Be careful and don't drive a car.
All right, well, thanks.
All right, bye.
Have a good one.
If I was in Austin right now, I'd be eating 900 breakfast tacos.
Do you spell my name Franny with an I-E or Franny with a Y?
I spell it with a Y. Why?
There's a big debate on the comments board.
How do they want to spell it?
They're all spelling it I-E, and people who spell it Y are getting very upset.
Well.
201-209-9368. What sea creature are you? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, if I was a sea creature, I would be a sea otter.
Aw. But that's
really
a mammal.
Cute. They float
that
on their backs and they hold hands.
Yeah, they don't really live in the water.
No, they do. They 100% live in the water.
That is true, but
they do?
It's a mammal.
They do, in
but
California.
I guess a dolphin's a mammal. All right, it counts. You went creative. I can't fault you for that.
Oh, the guys who float.
Yeah.
Ah.
All right. What's your name, lady?
Christian.
They're so cute.
They are cute. They're mean, though, aren't they?
They're the cutest.
Are they mean?
Don't they have a mean spirit?
No,
don't
I
we
think
all?
They're pretty friendly.
They
swim up to, like, the edge of the water to say hi to humans sometimes. It
they look like water bears.
They know how to use tools, which I respect.
They look like water bears. All right, have a good one.
Bye, Kristen. Have a good one.
Too.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
It's the first girl.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, you need
Hello,
to turn
Thomas.
Your radio down.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hello, Charmers. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm just Ducky, but that's not my creature. I'd like to be the creature, the gill man in the Shape of Water.
Have you seen The Shape of Water, Michelle?
No, but I heard there's a Shape of Water. Or
there's a what?
There's a look up Shape of Water.
Oh my God!
I hate that word so much.
Pick up on the creature from the Black Lagoon. It's a monster movie with a
happy ending. Yeah, we've seen it.
Where the monster gets the girl in the end of the movie instead of being shot down by
yeah, and she has gills
for the crime of lusting after someone he's not entitled to.
Oh my God. Oh my God! There's a Shape of Water sex toy for women. You should Google it.
201.
Everyone should Google it.
201-209-9368.
Made by the Japanese?
I don't think I know who it makes it.
Are you going to get one?
I already have one. No, I'm not getting one. Are you getting one?
No, I don't like that style.
What style? The colors and pattern?
No.
Or the material?
No.
What do you mean the style? Please elaborate.
I can't elaborate on the air.
I can't wait to ask.
All right, have a good one, buddy.
You too. It's so great to have you listen to you charmers talk about underwater sex toys.
Sort of.
It's worth the price of admission.
All right. Have a good one.
Weekend.
Me too.
I don't like when we talk about dirty things because I picture kids listening.
Kids don't normally listen.
Lula listens.
Sometimes. I'm sure that, like, John Allen probably turns it off when we get inappropriate.
Okay.
201-209-9368. What sea creature are you?
Do you like sea urchins?
Mm-hmm.
My biology teacher, when I was in ninth grade, when we used to go on field trips for marine biology, he would pick us. He was like a show.
Doesn't it hurt?
He was like a young, hot teacher.
Hot.
He was super hot. And he would, Mr. Maldonado, he would pick up a... He would pick a sea urchin just right out of the ocean and get out his knife and he'd, like, carve it out and eat it.
Ew!
Yeah.
Andy told me his friend Dan was, like, stepped on a bunch of them in Colombia. I don't know where the hell they were. He stepped on a bunch and he couldn't walk for, like, 3 days.
Yeah, it's bad. It can be really bad.
But it doesn't bite you. It's just, like, spikes?
Yeah, it's spikes, but then some
like
people...
Like a porcupine?
Yeah. Some people are allergic, I think. But it really does hurt. I've gotten them before.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I ate one for the first time a couple weeks ago.
At the sushi place?
At a different sushi place.
Did you like it? I don't like it.
It was a little bit, so I liked it. But at the sushi place that I love, it's like this. I wouldn't eat that
I
much.
Ate it that one time we went.
Yeah, I didn't
But I don't like it. But I ate it anyway because I didn't want to be rude.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Can't wait for the marathon. I love it.
Wait, so it's not next week, it's the week after for us.
Starts March 4th.
But our Friday show,
I think it's March.
So we still 12th? Have one more normal show. Before.
One more normal show. Quote unquote normal.
Because the two during the marathon are not normal.
No, they are not.
Oh, good God. I'm terrified. Oh. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lula, and my favorite sea animal is a whale.
A whale? Hi, Lula, how's it going?
Good.
A whale is a great answer. What do you like about a whale?
Well, I like about whales when I see water come out of the little hole on
yeah, that's
their head.
Cool. That is very
that's pretty
cool.
Cool.
That is a great answer.
Didn't you hang out with...
yeah, we hung out today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some good times, right?
Should I ask her about her pee?
Mm-hmm. All right, Lula. Thank you so much for calling. I was hoping you would call.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, too.
Oh my God, my heart.
I love her. I'm obsessed with her.
Have a great weekend, too.
Station manager Ken ate her pink donut today.
He owes her. He said he owes her a pink donut.
She came up to me and she was like, someone ate my pink donut.
He's the only human who would go to a dozen donuts and eat the one pink one.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, nobody else would do that. Nobody.
No. Oh, I'm so glad she called. She's the best.
Have a good weekend, too. Oh, that was... Oh, my God, I melted.
You gotta come when she's here one day.
She's so cute. I seen her... I think I met her at the record fair.
Yeah, you did. But she's different now.
Well, she's grown up now.
Well, she's 6 3/4 now.
Oh. She's a whole new person.
Yep.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Tom from the meetup. How you doing, girls?
What's up, Tom? How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
We're okay.
How's the headache?
Headache, thank God.
You seem better.
Oh, my God. It was horrible. I literally was almost throwing up. It was so bad.
Yeah, those are the worst.
I had to take a nap, and I didn't want to take a nap.
My sea creature, what I would like to be, is a sea cucumber.
He doesn't
want to
hear about it.
A what? Sea cucumber. They're super gross.
Yeah, I'm not even going to Google it.
Google it.
All
it's
you
gross.
Do is poke at it, and some white stuff comes streaming out the top.
Tom,
good
Bye. You know better.
You know better than that.
I'm jealous of the sea cucumber.
You know better.
Tom.
Inappropriate. We know what you're trying to
say.
See,
I had to follow Lulu. That's the problem.
Lula.
Yeah, and she's listening.
Yeah.
Behave yourself.
I can't help myself.
All right.
You know how that happens.
I do understand that.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
All right, Tom. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
I do like that guy.
Everyone wants Lula to get the t-shirt.
I think she doesn't like our t-shirt.
What?
I tried to give her the one with our faces on it, and I think she said...
She probably thought it was creepy.
She said, maybe I'll save that till when I'm older.
That is the best answer. Kids are cool.
Not
all of
them.
That is good.
Maybe I'll save that till when I'm older.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Who's
this? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name?
Oh, it's Luke.
Hi, Luke. You'll be a what?
I've called a couple times.
Right. We like your name.
Yeah. So I'm pretty laid back in life. I usually like go with the flow, so I feel like a sea turtle would be perfect.
Oh, good answer.
They seem pretty relaxed and calm, and they just float along.
That is a good one. I'm definitely nothing like a sea turtle.
Remember when someone called in on that show where I think the topic was what animal would you ride, and I think the winner was a seahorse? It might have been Greg Harrison who called with that answer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe I'm making it up. But anyway, we were like, yes, a seahorse. What? He's still talking about the turtle?
What?
With the turtle, right?
Yeah, good job with the turtle, Luke.
Excuse me, I hiccuped.
No, I was talking about the old show.
No, it wasn't turtle, it was seahorse.
Oh, okay.
Turtle was what's the rudest animal.
Oh, yeah, at a dinner party.
That was the one where he would knock over a glass of wine.
We have a lot of animal topics.
We have so many animal topics.
I never really noticed until right now.
That's why I always like to do animal shirts.
I just thought they were funny.
No, we always have animal topics.
Why?
This show loves animals.
That's so weird.
Yeah, something fun for people to call in.
Huh, who knew? Well, I guess
there were six dogs here yesterday.
I saw a photo of Kim with them. Okay, thanks, Luke. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye.
I got scared of them.
Michelle.
Girl,
you a piranha.
I opened the door. I saw all the dogs. I closed the door. And I said, I don't know.
That's overkill. Like, there should be a dog limit.
I don't know what to do. I don't want everyone to know I'm afraid of dogs.
You're saying it on the radio.
Yeah, but not the office staff isn't listening.
Ken is.
He already knew. He was one I told. And he said, you walk out there and just ignore them.
He needs to put a dog limit.
What should the dog limit be?
3.
Why 3?
Because then Ken can have his 2. And one human can bring one more dog.
There's just so many different types of dogs here.
I saw a photo and it looked crazy. And they were all like...
There were so many.
You gotta tell the dogs who's boss.
No, no.
Your boss.
Not of the... No.
Yeah, your boss.
I'm scared of dogs.
They're not gonna hurt you.
I don't know. Some of them seem like they want...
I used to be scared of dogs, too. Like, terrified.
I'm not real. I'm not. I don't like it when other people say I'm scared of dogs.
Why? It's so weird.
Only I'm allowed to say I'm afraid.
So, like, when I said I used to be scared of dogs, too, that was me saying you're scared of dogs and you didn't like it.
Like, then Ken's like, you don't have to be scared of dogs.
And you're like, I'm not.
I was like, I'm not scared of dogs. And then I was like, Ken, I'm scared of dogs. Go outside. And he was like, you don't need to be afraid of dogs. And I was like, I'm not afraid of dogs.
I just don't want to go outside because there's a lot of dogs there.
And I'm afraid of them. Yeah, it's weird. Like, I can say it, but if you said it now, I would be mad at you.
Yeah, I know.
People are complicated.
Yeah, I know. I know how you roll.
No, I'm actually very simple and easy.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies.
You're complicated,
I'm a hammerhead shark.
Oh, I love a hammerhead shark.
Because they're hammerheads, so they're a little weird, but they're sharks, so nobody really
knows. Yeah, they're cool. They're weird.
So weird.
Super weird. But they're nice. They're a nice shark.
I wish I could see what they see.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, the eyes are on the... Are they?
Where
yeah,
are they? Well, all of the eyes are on the side. But
yeah, but those are on the side of the thing.
It's like an extreme version.
I wonder what they see.
But the hammerhead's a nice shark, right?
They're not mean?
I don't think they eat...
Oh, my God. Whatever they see must be so weird.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think they're as vicious as white sharks.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Why is their nose like that? Is there a reason?
Something probably with smell or...
Yeah, I kind of want
to... Are they low? They're low to the water? Sure. They're low to the ground, maybe?
Possibly. Yeah, I don't know.
Talk while I figure it out.
What are you trying to figure out?
Why the hammer is like that?
Don't try and figure that out now. Huh.
Real good question.
I really want to know.
Evolution.
Yes. Millions of years.
What's your name, buddy?
Jordan.
Jordan. Jordan, Jordan, Jordan. Good answer, and thank you for calling.
Thanks very much. Take care, ladies.
Have a good one.
All right, you too.
I like that name.
Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
For a boy or a girl?
Either.
I like it only okay. 201-209-9368. What?
Their eyes see 360 degrees.
A lot of animals are like that.
But that, like,
well, like
on the side?
An owl can move its whole entire head 360 yeah. degrees. That's crazy. Can you answer?
Sorry.
Can you answer the phone now?
Sorry, I was reading. I'm really into this whole, like...
That's great. I'm glad you have a hobby.
Smoking pot. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good.
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I would say I'm a walrus because I'm chunky and lazy.
Aw, that's really sad.
Do you have big teeth?
And I like the cold.
Ugh.
Walruses are cool.
I don't like the cold at all.
The tusks are great.
Ow. Yeah, they do have good tusks. All right, buddy.
I like their whiskers.
Don't be so lazy. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Lazy people drive me crazy.
Hi, you're on the radio. I'm lazy as hell.
Hey, Michelle, Scott.
Hi,
hey,
Scott.
Hey, Scott. What's up, dude?
I'm chilling.
Hey, I saw you bought stuff on WFMU.store.
What
nice.
Did you get?
Awesome.
I wanted to ask you, why would you buy a beer cozy?
Because I drink Coke.
Oh, okay. You're allowed.
Yes.
I sent your stuff out
Damn,
today.
Damn, you putting awesome. This dude's dirty laundry out there for everybody to hear.
He said it before.
Damn.
Everyone knows he's on probation.
I'm okay. I'm an open.
You can't drink when you're on probation?
You can't get into trouble. And drinking just leads to trouble.
Can you, like, have a beer at home?
He's not allowed to drink.
He's not allowed to drink. He said that on his last show. I wasn't busting you, Scott. But anyway, Scott, I sent your stuff out today.
That is awesome. I can't wait.
Well, the intern did, so if...
I'm looking forward to the kitten.
Michelle has an intern.
A volunteer.
Cool. Very cool.
Anyway, so what animal would you be?
I would be definitely a clownfish.
What the hell's that? Google.
Clownfish?
I'm looking it up. They're... Don't tell me. Hold on.
We're learning so many things tonight.
I know. I love this show. Oh.
What? Let me see
I
it.
I love him.
Let me see it. Scott, what do you know about the clownfish?
It's going to make you so happy.
They're very colorful.
Oh, that
they
guy.
Have a lot of
he's so
and they're
cute.
Symbiotic with sea anemones.
I like see, symbiotic relationships.
Yeah, the clownfish is peaceful. He's just a cool, happy-go-lucky guy.
When
but the sea anemones that he hangs out
other,
in, you don't want to
like
get too
that.
Close to them. They bite.
I like it.
He's very well, really handsome.
Bite, hurt you.
He's very handsome.
Good answer, Scott.
Thanks.
That is a very good
Scott,
answer.
I hear you're calling a bunch of shows on the air lately.
Just two.
Which
I
shows?
Don't spread too thin.
Wake and Dave Hill.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah, I did call Clay a few times. But that was when I could listen to him. Now I'm usually working during his show.
Working man. I like to hear it.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, take care and have
a
good one.
I have a question, because I emailed Scott Williams a few times about volunteering, and I haven't heard back. Is that unusual?
No, email him again.
I will. Yeah, because I'm looking forward. I want to cook.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
Bye, Scott.
It'll work out.
Okay. Have a good one.
Right. Have a good one.
Bye.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Lila.
Oh, hi. Wow, everyone's calling.
What's up, girl?
Hi. So if I could be any sea animal, I would be a, what's it called, seahorse.
That is a good one, and I'm surprised no one has said it yet.
Love them.
Yeah, I know you do.
They float. It's so magical.
It is pretty amazing.
And they're so they're like little floating twigs.
I like it that the father has to carry the kids.
Oh, my God.
That's
they're just so cool.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with them. That's good answer, so Lila.
Lila, you sound so grown up.
Yeah, I remember when you used to sound like a little kid.
When we met Lila, she was Lula's age.
Yeah, this is depressing.
I know. All right, well, don't party too hard this weekend.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Bye.
She's so cute, too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
My favorite creature is the electric eel.
Mm-hmm.
No?
I said, uh-huh.
I'm scared of them.
Yeah. I like it.
I mean, it's kind of crazy that there's a creature that's electric
yeah.
in the water.
It's amazing.
Right? I'm glad somebody likes that.
What's your name, buddy?
Good night, girl.
Oh, okay.
I'm Roger.
All right, bye, Roger.
Bye-bye.
Are you having salmon for dinner?
I don't know. I'm going to Andy's mom's house.
What's she going to make?
I don't know. It's his dad's birthday. But I didn't realize the clownfish comes in quite an array of colors.
Isn't there a movie about that fish that,
is
like, Ellen DeGeneres is the voice of or something?
Well, she does Dory.
Yeah.
And then there's Finding Nemo. Is he a clownfish?
One of those kid movies. Hmm. Oh. Or, like, the friend is.
He is.
Yeah.
Nemo is a clownfish.
There you go.
Dory is something else. The friend is something else.
There's only a couple minutes left.
Oh. One more call?
Who's winning so far?
We have Trip with the anglerfish. The one with the light?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Trip with the anglerfish. Chris with the blobfish, which that fact we found was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
They're both good. I think we have time for a few more calls.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hanging in. So I was at the Natural History Museum a couple days ago.
I want to go.
That's so awesome.
A bit of a vision quest. And I got to experience some good time with an orangutan.
That's not an underwater animal.
Oh, I guess I missed that it had to be underwater.
That was FMU DJ. That you hung up on.
He missed the whole topic?
Okay, that is true.
Like, come on. Hi, you're on the radio. I don't play favorites.
Hi,
yeah,
Fanny.
You
I'm
don't.
Sure. If I was a sea creature, I'd be
a
catfish.
What did
like
that
cats.
Mean? With whom?
You play favorites.
With whom?
Everyone who's here on Friday.
What do you mean I play favorites? They're the only ones I see.
Is that a baby or a cat?
Yeah, what is that?
It's my cat.
What's wrong with your cat?
He's annoyed at everything. Oh, can you hear that?
Yeah. He hates
yeah.
you.
It's just the way he is.
Well, he sounds really needy, so why don't you go take care of him?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, my God. You're so mean.
No, I'm not. I'm funny.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, by the way, the
no!
What?
No,
absolutely
not!
Who the hell does that guy think he is?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. Ian.
Hey,
hi, Ian.
Hey. I'm stuck between two, but I'm going to go with the stovepipe sponge.
What's that?
You just look up the photo.
So much Googling.
Stovetop stuffing? What'd he
stove
say?
What?
Stovepipe sponge.
Stovepipe sponge. Now you made me want stovetop stuffing.
What the heck is that?
You don't see the thing with the face?
Wait, what is that?
It's just like
wait,
a
hold
tube.
On.
It's kind of useless, but...
what is that? It's so cool!
Does every end of the tube have that face?
No, I don't think so. I think that's just one unique one that looks like a ninja turtle.
Oh, that just happens to be one with a face. Most of them are like this.
That's an animal?
Yeah, it's living, you know.
What does it eat?
Is it like a coral?
Yeah. It's like a filter.
That's not a creature.
Well, coral is animal. It's not plant.
All right, let's see what a stovepipe sponge eats.
It eats like plankton.
Like plankton.
They have pretty colors.
No, it's a good answer. It's a little academic.
Snails are their predators.
I could do a water bear.
A water bear.
Wait, that was the one we had that looked like a little cockroach.
Yeah.
All right, Ian, we gotta go.
What's that?
We gotta go.
Oh, you gotta go. Yeah. All right, well, have a good night, guys.
Have a good
night. Okay.
One more, or are we done?
I think we're done.
All right, so it's either the anglerfish with the light or the blobfish.
You choose. I can't decide.
Trip with the anglerfish. You're the winner. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at wfmu.org. We'll be back next week. Please stay tuned for a Billie Jean.
Yeah.
Of course, their Coast Guard, they're...
What's the matter?
I'm so mad. This is making me so mad.
Frankly, you have teachers that are Marines. They're Army, Navy, Air Force, they're Coast Guard.
I'm so mad. This is making me so mad.
Frankly, you have teachers that are Marines. They're Army, Navy, Air Force, they're Coast Guard. They're people that have won shooting contests. And, you know, they're for whatever.
What's the matter?
I'm so mad. This is making me so mad.
Something else right now.
Sorry. Let me take a deep breath.
Yeah, please.
Take a breath.
Is that a real band?
Now they're just doing it to piss.
Stupid. Maybe you're getting off on it, but not everyone else is.
I'm not getting off on it.
What's the matter? I'm so mad. This is making me so mad.
Frankly, you have teachers that are Marines.
They say love is a funny thing, but what's funny is the company that money brings. Every year my circle's getting smaller. Not been baller, but never had a thin wallet. I got dollars in different forms of currency. I got problems, but ain't none that worry me. And I ain't saying that I'm worry free. I'm just saying nothing's f***ing with me currently. Nothing. Shit, I'm my own worst enemy. Make bread just to spend it like this 10 of me. It's evidence of people call me by my government. Call me for weed, but don't call me for that other shit.
absorb the game that was meant to be sold. Not told, I heard good fortune favors the bold. So I'm standing in the rain, gambling the game in the circle, rolling dice with a handful of gold, and we go.
Say you love me, do you really though? You just want the world sitting on, or you the type that you get what you want and you don't? I don't give a f, just know you're right from your wrong.
We go.
You say you love me, do you really though?
Do you?
You just want the world sitting on, or you the type that you get what you want and you don't? I don't give a f, just know you're right from your wrong.
You say you love me, but do you though?
Really?
Truly though, I see your eyes, you let a shooter go. They try to catch me when I'm slipping with the Tulio. I just went against this paradise like I'm Coolio. Told my evidence, I don't leave no evidence. Not a trace, but they gon' know the Wraith was in their residence. The revenant comes for the settlement. This is so irrelevant. They gon' try to use you. They gon' want your watch and your chain and your shoes too. They straight abuse you. They gon' stand there and act like they paid dues too. If you're right, then stay right. If you're wrong, then get gone. My n***a so long. Do you really want the best for me? Are you happy when testing me? You just trying to figure out my recipe. You will never get it, just bounce. You're just stressing me.
Say you love me, do you really though? If you just want the world sitting on, or you the type that you get what you want and you don't? I don't give a f, just know you're right from your wrong.
We go.
Say you love me, do you really though?
Way the fuck up. Never caught a fade in a fist fight. Got a couple accolades, that is not one of them. Blacking out to Budgie on the kick drum, however is. Made some notables, worth remembering. Dilated emblems, if the wind blows, find me floating. Everything slow motion when I'm smoking. Smell is potent, life is vibrant. Still shining, everything timing. I be at the shore, no vacation. On a tour saying color combinations. I met the people, we started talking. It said you stop, you's a dead man walking. It's not a cliche, but this is take one. Make it great, it don't matter if you take long. I don't take shorts, I don't steal shirts. I only got good, I don't deal dirt. I'm a simple man, not a simpleton. Features of a god I'm resembling. Think fast, talk slow. When it's checkout, I'll see you at the crossroads. Think fast, talk slow. When it's checkout, I'll see you at the crossroads. Think fast, talk slow.
Process the pain. Larry Holmes, drop kick off the limo. Full coverage box checked on the rental. Left arm tan, trunk hella full of cans, rattling. Advertisers taking up prime space, we're battling. Street art toys and trust fund traffic. They love to feel the edge, they heard the history's graphic. All of a sudden it's gentrifier bids. Ironic tattooing.
People are going octagon crazy. This morning, people have went octagon crazy. The newspaper, people are delivering Thornel's newspapers in your backyard. Octagon crazy. Number one story today, octagon crazy.
I was writing octagon in an octagon hat with octagon underwear, taking an octagon bath with octagon soap, octagon motorcycle made by octagon bikes. Stand up late in octagon heights, living that octagon life. Wiping the girls off with octagon baby wipes. Using the octagon washing machine to dry octagon coats on octagon hangers. Octagon posters made octagon famous. The octagon germ became quite contagious. Left people upside down taking octagon painkillers. Octagon to everybody so familiar. Octagon condoms with octagon tampons for women became a frenzy. Octagon gasoline, people use it when their motors go empty. Octagon dog food with octagon cat food. Did y'all read octagon news? People going octagon food. With octagon girls and octagon dudes. With strippers even dancing with cheek strings and octagon boots.
People said octagon was crazy. He lost his mind. They said he was in a mental hospital. They said he was pulling all his hair out. They said he was in there eating his own dog food. They said he was in there eating his own cat food. They said octagon went crazy crawling up on the ceiling. He was crawling down the ceiling wearing boots. Talking to Blues Clues on his Bluetooth.
Octagon rice with octagon beans with octagon shrimp. Octagon stadium with an octagon.